K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas. Oh my, K-State University is from first. It's the first time I listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by here and giving us a listen here. I'm recording this on Thursday, July 10th, 2025, here in Kansas City, Missouri. My name is Eddie Greer III. Almost left the host name off this podcast. Man, I got so much going on. So much got to get to. But real quick, off sequence, checking in with baseball here and sort of keeping the... This is going to be an alum Thursday because I have yet to post a Purple Rain episode. That's going to be out first. And then Kalen Culpepper's rise through the through the minor leagues continues as K-State, former K-State All-American, Kalen Culpepper, which he got drafted by the Minnesota Twins a couple years ago, right? Number fourth prospect in the Twins system right now, was selected to play on the American League team 2025 All-Star Future Game. And of course, for those huge baseball fans out there, do not talk to me about the Braves right now. But hey, All-Star Weekend's coming up, I believe next week, somewhere in there. And Kalen Culpepper, obviously, the shout out to the social media teams. They've been following, they've been keeping track of his progress, and he's been doing a tremendous job. He'll be a part of the Futures game coming up. And then, actually, not a few years ago. What am I talking about? He was just drafted. It feels like a couple years ago, anyways. But he was just drafted last year in the 2024 Major League Baseball draft. And was the organization's only prospect selected for the event there. Just to give the information on when this game's going to be played. July 12th, which is actually this weekend, actually. So this is, once again, EG3. I don't know what it is, but right on cue with some of these so far anyways, or catching a break that is there. So the All-Stars Future Game will be this Saturday, 3 o'clock Central Time at Truist Park, home of the Atlanta Braves, which is where the All-Star Game is going to be at next week there as well. The game will be aired live on MLB Network there as well. He had a strong start to the season. Of course, Kalen Culpepper, while we see at K-State, played third. And, of course, was a tremendous contributor, obviously, to the K-State baseball team. And, and part of the reasons why K-State almost made it to the College World Series as well. He's playing shortstop currently and got promoted to Double-A Wichita Surge. And originally from Memphis, Tennessee, Culpepper currently hitting over 300, 333, 412 slugging, and I believe a 433 on base percentage there with an 845 OPS for the Wichita team. He went 2-4 in his Double-A debut and also homered in the last couple of games for Wichita there as well. And just to kind of remind people here, for those of you new to this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, K-State. For K-State, Culpepper earned second-team All-American honors by D1 Baseball after a standout campaign as one of the Big 12's top offensive performers, ranking fifth in RBIs, drove in 59 RBIs, driven in six in hits, 80, and led the league in triple, led the Big 12 in triples with six. He also recorded 15 doubles and a career-best 11 home runs while leading a team with a .328 batting average and .574 slugging percentage there. And even go back a little bit to a couple of years ago. Now, 2023, Culpepper became the third Wildcat in K-State history to be selected to the USA Baseball Collegiate National Team. .471 batting average led Team USA while he totaled two triples, three home runs, and seven RBIs. He achieved a team-leading 853 slugging percentage with a 526 on base percentage there as well. And Kalen Culpepper, again, one of those K-State legends, again, on the baseball field, three-time All Big 12 selection with his Wildcat career slashing. Again, his career at K-State, he started as a freshman, 314, 402 slugging percentage and a 5.3 over 5.31 on base percentage there. 32 doubles, 6 triples, 26 home runs, and 122 RBIs driven in. 26 home runs ranks in the top 10 currently all time in K-State history there as well. So again, Kalen Culp, congrats to KC, Kalen Culpepper, on getting on that AL roster for the All-Star Futures game coming up this weekend again. That's going to start at 3 down in Atlanta, Georgia, Truist Park down there, where the Braves have been struggling all year long, not living up to expectations there as well. Don't get me started on that, because I can go on an hour rant on this podcast. But yeah, this is not Atlanta Braves podcast. This is a K-State podcast, Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm getting a little bit of preview what I need to do tomorrow. But anyways, not joking aside there, Kalen Culpepper continues to do great work down there at AA Wichita, and getting recognized for his hard work continuously. I think he's going to be maybe going offline here again, but I think he might be in AAA by the time this year's over there as well. So it's very excited for where he is trending in the right direction. Obviously, one of the top all-time K-State baseball players to come through Manhattan, Kansas again. The All-Stars Futures game this Saturday, and of course, accumulating the activities with the All-Star game down there in my team's building, Truist Park, Atlanta Braves, coming up, I believe, next week as well during the All-Star break there as well. Again, I can go on a whole nother show about the Atlanta Braves, but we're going to save that maybe for the ET3 podcast there as well. So shout out KC, Kalen Culpepper, the number 4, again, let's remind people, the number 4 prospect in the Minnesota Trends organization. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your Thursday to do so. You're going to get, which is going to turn out to be a doubleheader for today. On this podcast, again, we're the month of July. We're going prime time every night unless something happens. Again, Purple Rain will be playing next weekend, by the way. I recorded that episode. Still haven't gotten it. I need to do it. So that's going to be the first. And then when this comes out, that should be out there as well. And of course, tomorrow's going to be probably, for me, it's going to probably be an important day as well. Need to get something straightened out. Off podcast, not for the podcast, off podcast book there as well. Podbean app tonight, myself, Alex A, will talk more about Big 12 Media Days, K-State, obviously, there, and start diving into this roster a little bit for Chris Klieman in the number 2 preseason K-State Wildcats for the second straight year. That came out last night. Again, go check that out there. We'll expand more on that, get Alex's thoughts on that. I'm sure he's chopping at the bit for his takes there as well. His interesting and funny takes there as well. Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-O-R number 3, E-D-I-D apostrophe S Podcast for more on that. And, of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. I have to say Kansas, but we're here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.